Gateway News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. federal jury outside Washington, D.C. continues to deliberate former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's fate at his financial fraud trial. AP Sagar Magani has the latest, including the connection to the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election.
Prosecutors have asked jurors to convict the former Trump campaign chairman on all 18 felony counts, saying he hid millions of dollars from the IRS and then lied to get loans once his income dried up. Manafort's lawyers pinned the blame on the government's star witness, his former protege Rick Gates, whom they say lied about Manafort to protect himself. The trial's the first courtroom test for special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, since Manafort was among the first indicted in the probe. The verdict will give a sense of Mueller's ability to make charges stick. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump has posted a message on Twitter for an American pastor jailed in Turkey, along with a threat for more sanctions against Ankara for holding him. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
President Trump says he now must ask Pastor Andrew Brunson to represent the U.S. as a, quote, great patriot hostage. He also tweeted that we will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey. An administration official tells the Associated Press the White House thought it had a deal last month to secure Brunson's release involving pressure on Israel to release a Turkish woman imprisoned there. Insiders say Turkey missed a big opportunity to end the tensions over Brunson's imprisonment, which sparked U.S. economic sanctions and the new threat of new penalties. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And Russia is criticizing the latest U.S. sanctions imposed on Russian, Chinese, and Singaporean companies. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says President Trump's plan for a military parade on or near Veterans Day in Washington has been delayed until next year, at the least. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The announcement was made following an AP report the parade would cost about $92 million, more than three times the price first suggested by the White House. On his way to Columbia, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was asked about it.
Whoever told you that is probably smoking something that's legal in my state, but not in most states.
Mattis is from the state of Washington. He says he is not dignifying the $92 million price tag for the parade with a reply.
Anybody who said that, I almost guarantee you one thing. They probably said, I need to stay anonymous. No kidding, because you'll look like an idiot. And number two, whoever wrote it needs to get better sources.
The parade was expected to include troops from all five armed services, as well as a number of military aircraft flyovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Trump's contentious relationship with the media continues to escalate now, with U.S. newspapers launching an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to the president's frequent attacks on some media organizations. More than 380 news outlets in every state, excluding Wyoming, had joined the drive by early Friday, and they published editorials in support of a free and vigorous press. The Vatican has expressed its shame and sorrow over the latest clergy sex abuse scandal, details of which were recently released in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. AP's Tim McGuire.
The Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing the sexual abuse of at least 1,000 children by priests since the 1940s as seen as a moral catastrophe by Pope Francis and the Vatican. Spokesman Greg Burke.
Holy Father knows this can shake the faith of the people in the pews.
Burke says the priests responsible for the assaults and the church leaders who protected them will be held accountable. Meanwhile, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has called for a formal Vatican investigation of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick and allegations that he engaged in sexual misconduct with children and adult seminarians. I'm Tim McGuire.
12 former senior intelligence officials have issued a statement on what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House. This is regarding the removal of former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearances. The statement is a reaction to President Trump's decision on Wednesday. In another development, however, the former U.S. Navy admiral who led the operation to kill terrorist leader Osama bin Laden is now challenging President Trump to revoke his security clearance. In an open letter to the president in the Washington Post, retired Admiral William McRaven wrote he would consider it an honor. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.